My Spiritual Home. Written and read by Bronwyn Logan Steiner. When I imagine the concept of a home, I think of a place where I feel able to completely relax and just be me. There's no one telling me what I should or shouldn't do. It's just me pottering around, creating my own level of comfort. This doesn't mean that I can just make a mess of everything because no one else is there to keep an eye on me. No. It's my home, so I'm responsible for it. This acknowledgement actually makes me much more caring and nurturing of my home. I can turn my home into anything I pretty much desire, depending upon my intention. If I don't have a beautiful view outside of my window, then I can create something to go in its place. I can just give myself something beautiful to look at. Once again, it's my responsibility. Sure, I can ask for advice from others about colours or size or shape. But ultimately, I choose what I want because it's my home, no one else's. With every moment, my needs change, and so does what's happening in my home. There might be a vision I'm working towards, but most important is that I can be myself right now. I don't want to live in a home where I'm always wishing it was different or better. Sure, I can see possibility. That's exciting. But it's how I'm feeling in my home at this moment that reflects the strength of connection I have to my home. And if I'm not trying to be anything else, just me, then my home is also a place others feel comfortable to be around. It's obvious, if only from the title, that I'm not talking about a physical home, but a spiritual one. Each of us has access to our spiritual home. It's that soulful place of self-faith and interconnectedness that in the system of Reiki we call Reiki, or the true self. Each of us has this spiritual home, but sometimes we just don't feel at home with ourselves. We feel isolated, lonely, rudderless. We're not living in the place that makes us feel comfortable and safe, as if we're existing in a spiritual homelessness. So let's check in and see where yours is right now. Take a couple of deep breaths down into your hara. You know, that area in your lower belly. Just below your belly button. And on the out-breath, release any friction you hold in your body, your mind, and in your breath. Check in with your deep knowing to see how you feel. How is your spiritual home, your true self? Is your body loose and strong? Your mind listening instead of telling? Your breath flowing freely through all your organs without any hitches? If you're not feeling 100% yourself, perhaps you've invested your spirituality in someone or something else. Perhaps you only feel safe and comfortable when you're with that one person or in that one situation. Is it because you've made someone or something the carer of your true self? Well, that's not a very safe position to put yourself in. You can't expect someone else to care for and nurture your home as you would. You can't expect anyone to take responsibility for something so precious. Or perhaps your home is undergoing rationing. There's not enough power to even switch the lights on. Then you need to stop and find ways to nurture your spiritual home. Show yourself compassion. Connect to the grid. Practice developing your energetic connection with the universe. When the lights are on, you feel centered and grounded, calm and balanced, resilient and good about yourself. You know, it makes it difficult to deal with all that life throws at us if we aren't properly living in our home. So start renovating and create the life you want now.